The Jehovah's Witnesses believes this same doctrine as well. Now, here's the funny thing. Let me tell you a story about Mark and I. We were out soul winning, and we're preaching the gospel, and this lady came, or we're at this lady's door, and she was a Jehovah's Witness. And look, we treat all religions the same as far as, like, you know, we don't use, like, apologetics and stuff like that to try to win. Like, oh, this guy's a Buddhist, and this guy's a Jehovah's Witness. We gotta deal with them differently. No, the gospel is the power of God into salvation to all that believe it.
Amen.
Okay? So I was just giving her the God. Obviously, I understand that because she's a Jehovah's Witness, there's a lot of other things that I need to kind of hit hard on. You know, making sure that she understands that Jesus Christ is God, right? But they don't believe in this concept of hell, the biblical teaching of hell. And I took her to Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And look what it says. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's not annihilation of the soul. It says they'll be tormented day and night. Now, I told this lady, I was like, yeah, I read Revelation 20, verse 10. I said, look, it says this. She goes, well, I'm going to go grab my Bible. You know, the New World Translation, the New WAC Translation. And she brought it out, right? And she goes, let me tell you what my Bible says about that in Revelation 20, verse 10. And she read it, and she says, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I was like, yeah, that's what I read. That's right. She's like, wait. She said, let me pull it up on YouTube real quick.